Hello, you are listening to the Nate Larson Radio Show live in studio. I'm with LV.
Hello.
The one and only.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Time of the year.
It is. I'm cold. I'm not used to being cold, but I am. So, having said that, we got a hot show. See how I did that? See how I turned
it
around?
I like that.
We got a hot, spicy, caliente show for y'all. So open your ear holes.
Fuego.
Fuego. Diablo.
That's definitely Taco Bell.
Yes. And look, guys, this show, I'm going to be honest. When I woke up this morning, I didn't know what song, but the Almighty sends me these songs. And LV, through some sort of telepathic ability she has, sends me this song sometimes. And also the ancestors and so on and so forth send me these songs. So first off, we're going to play the great Michael Jackson. And look, I don't want to get into Chris Brown. I don't want to talk about him. But there's some doings with the AMAs. And let's just say, people are like, what happened? I'll tell you what happened. I got an inside track. Let's just say he was inebriated and they didn't want to deal with it. And that's that. So there you go.
Sounds about right.
That's, you know.
Sounds accurate.
Chris, get it together. All right. This is Michael Jackson with PYT.
Wanted a girl just like you. Such a PYT. Pretty young thing.
Ooh. Where did you come from, baby? Ooh, won't you take me back? By the way, won't you leave me? Tender rooty, you got to be. Spark my nature, sugar fly with me. Don't you know now is the perfect time? We can make it right in the city.
The king himself, Michael Jackson, with PYT. Look, it's the holiday season. Everybody's got their turkey ready. I like a deep fried one, but my dad said not this year.
Could you believe that I don't even eat turkey on Thanksgiving?
I do. A lot of people are like, uh-uh, that's nasty, yo.
I eat chicken and I eat pernil, which is like the pulled pork.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. I do. My brother makes it so good.
Ooh, I'm coming to your house. But it is the holiday season. And being in Florida, it's normally hot. But right now it's cold. There's a cold front. Hurricane Nicole came through, which was very strange this time of year. But
it really is.
But she came through and I'm cold. So I thought, it's not quite, I feel like Thanksgiving is when I start doing my holiday shows. So it's not quite cold enough for me to start playing Christmas songs yet, but I'm cold. So what did I do? I went in the fall. So this is Foreigner with Cold as Ice. Was Foreigner with Cold as Ice. I saw them on the news the other day, and they were, here's the thing, guys, the lead singer, who's still a very good singer, the name escapes me at this moment, it was on the news, and he was saying, this is our farewell tour, which I don't believe any, when they say farewell tour, Cher had a farewell tour 20 years ago.
Cher is wilding, yeah. Right now, she got a little like 30-year-old boyfriend.
I mean, hats off, you know?
Who dated Wiz Khalifa?
Amber Rose.
So Amber, yeah. Rose is...
It's her baby dad.
Yeah. And Cher is wild.
To date Greg Allman and then go to all the way...
The little wild thing.
Oh, Cher, you're great.
How old is she now?
She's in her 71.
She's in her 70s? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, man. You know what it is? She got 70 money. So you can do whatever she wants, right?
Money is the best lotion. Say that much.
You got that kind of money, you can do whatever you want. You date whoever you want.
Yeah.
He's like her little sugar baby.
Yeah, you know, and she gets tired at like 5 o'clock, and there you go. Well, drive you home, okay, honey? All right, I'm going back up.
Hey, take your sleeping pills.
Yeah. you don't need them at that age. Just go right out. Get some seafood and go right out. All right, next up on the show. I had to play this because I want to go see Black Panther 2, Black Panther.
You saw it already?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yesterday.
I'm behind.
And I loved it. It's great. Very emotional movie. I won't spoil anything, but it was very, very good.
Yeah.
And the ticket counter guy said, "Hey, you know who you look like?" And I always get nervous. He's like, "You look like, you know, fill in the blank. Picture something bad." I'm like, "Okay, no, who? You know that guy, that band in the 80s, the you know, Sting? No, okay, he was in Dune in 1982. Sting. Yeah, Sting, that's who you look like." I was like, "I'll take
well,
it,
don't
man.
Say that, because now I can't see it. Yeah, like, now I'm looking at you thinking of Sting.
I thought they were going to say, "You know, you look like Gary Busey." No, he said Sting. No, so I said, "Oh, thank you." So in honor of that ticket guy at the Winter Park
Regal. Next to the Cheesecake Factory.
Shout out to that Pineapple Upside Down boy. We're going to play the classic. Now, here's the other thing. A lot of people think, "Oh, this is such a romantic song." I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. This song is about a government watching its people, kind of like a Edward Snowden conspiracy kind of thing.
Oh, well, welcome to 2022.
But
it happens every day.
The great thing about songs, it is open. Songs are open to who's ever interpreting them. So Puffy interpreted a different way, and here we are. This is The Police with "Every Breath You Take."
Step you take, I'll be watching.
That was The Police. Every Breath You Take. Up next on the show, I picked out this one for Elvie because I knew she'd love it.
You know what? Because I saw it there and I'm like, it has a different name because sometimes the files don't have all the, you know, correct metadata. But yeah. That literally said, If You Have My Love. And I was like, oh, I wish this was J-Lo. And you're like, it is. And I was like, oh, that's my song.
This was Jennifer Lopez's debut single way back in 1999. And look, I love Dark Child, Ronnie Jenkins. Anytime he produces a song, I'm a big fan.
Right.
He's still, that new Her song is his production. Amazing. He's a local guy. And, I mean, just the Invincible album alone. Yeah. Okay. If he just made that. But no, he's still going. I heard a story that when he produced, I think it was the Spice Girls, he racked up a $5,000 McDonald's bill at the studio. This is before he lost all the weight. Just things like that make me like the guy.
$5,000, you know? On McDonald's?
That's a lot. This is pre 9/11 prices too. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
This is like,
that was like the real dollar.
The dollar menu. 50
like
cent.
Like the real
burger.
Small yeah. fries, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, I could spend $5,000 at McDonald's now, but.
All right, nobody checking your bank account.
No. But anyway, this is J-Lo, If You Had My Love. It's coming at you.
I don't need to hurt and I don't need to pay. All I do is care right now.
That was Jennifer Affleck with If You Had My Love.
I like how you just switched that up. You confused me real quick. I'm like, what?
Yeah, she's
was
like,
his ex Jennifer Garner. Garner, but yeah. Was she Affleck too? Did she take his last name? She kept hers.
How does that work? I don't know if she was like...
Because I heard there was some controversy, so I'm assuming it's because she was Jennifer as well, and she took on Garner Affleck.
Yeah, probably. I mean, legally, yeah, you're... Well,
you can choose. You don't have to take your husband's last name.
When you write the certificate, yeah.
But I'm assuming she was, so now there's two Jennifer Afflecks.
She probably changed it back, like... I think because she's
well by now.
Yeah. But
usually the wives, though, like even if they get divorced and stuff, sometimes they because they now that that's their name, you know. Yeah. So now to go back is almost like you know everyone's been calling me Jennifer Affleck. Like,
yeah.
So now there's two Jennifer Afflecks.
Yeah, there's two.
Wow, good for him.
Yeah. Good luck, guys. You know. I'm sorry. What is next on the show, LV? I totally
no. We got this Soldier of Love.
All right. Now look. Sade, however you pronounce her name.
Sade.
I adore her. I think she makes amazing music. I love that she makes these complete works of art, these albums.
It's literally pure art.
And then she's like an outpouring, like you know when you, okay, this is kind of a very strange allegory, but just go with me. You know when you go to like a really nice Italian restaurant and there's the nicest thing of olive oil.
Yeah.
Like it was on Don Corleone's land in Sicily. They imported it, and the olives were like in the sun in the right temperature.
That sounds about right. Sounds like something you'll find in Napa or something.
Yes. And you get this olive oil, and it puts it all to shame, and you pour it out. There's no more. You have to wait till the next season. That's what her music's like.
It really is.
And my manager tells me the story. He told me many times, because his first job in the industry was he was a stagehand on her tour. He said every single person that met her, even if for 5 seconds falls in love with her, she's just magnetic. She has that
presence, that energy.
And I know this is not a lot of people's favorite song of hers, but it might be mine. I think I love the arrangement. I think it's really clever. This is Sade with Soldier of Love.
Of my heart, but I'm still alive, still looking for the light in the endless pool on the other side. It's a wild, wild west. I'm doing my best. I'm a soldier of love. Every day in life, I'm a soldier of love. All the days of my life, I've been torn up inside. I'm a soldier of love.
That was the eternally beautiful Sade with Soldier of Love. Now, guys, look, next on the show, this came on Shuffle today. I sent a screenshot to LV. And some songs just, you just got to play. I don't have to explain. And if you don't know this song, well, open up your ears. This is probably maybe my favorite name of a group of all time.
Oh, definitely.
This is Confunction with Love's Train.
Just got to keep on struggling. That's the way it goes.
Being that this upcoming week we have Thanksgiving, I thought it would be appropriate because I like food theme songs. I like food. I don't like the word foodie, but I like food. And it is Thanksgiving, like I said. So what are we going to do? This is Goody Mob with Soul Food. Eat some yams.
My old boy from the point, but I'm from Southwest. And every now and then I get put to the test. But I can't be stopped, cause I gotta come through. Ain't got no gun, but I got my crew. Didn't come for no beef, cause I don't eat steak. I got a plate of soul food, chicken, rice, and gravy. Not covered in 2 months, drinking a cup of punch. Topical every last Thursday of the
Daddy
month.
Put the hot grits on my chest in the morning. When I was sick, Mary had the hot soup boiling. Didn't know why, but it felt so good. Like some waffles in the morning, headed back to the woods. Now I'm full as a tick, got some soul on blast and a cassette. Food for my brain and haven't stopped learning yet. Hot wings for Mojo's, got my forehead sweat. Celery and blue cheese on my menu next.
I'm a problem till I spill. Tie face brooms around me like cancer drill. We were secondhand off the cuffs, but only 2 weeks. Not just worse, plus I'm getting pimped by this temp in a jacket from Optimus. Staffing niggas, laughing, set up clown, don't talk to me like that. Nigga, I'm stupid, of course, living day by day. And you ain't hard trick, hell you say.
It's such a blessing when my eyes get to see the sunrise. I'm ready to begin. Another chance to get further away from where I've been, but I never forget. Everything I went through, I appreciate the shit. Because if I had a win and took the ease away, wouldn't be the strong nigga that I am today. Everything that I did, different things I was told, just ended up being food for myself.
It's your soul food. Well, then, good old-fashioned soul food. All right. Everything is for free, as good as it can be. Come and get some soul food.
Sunday morning, where you eating at? I'm on 1365, Wichita Drive, over with a stove ride. Church to drop and ticking in yesterday's grease, then go together with this Carter Mickey's. Last night, hanging over from a good time. Yeah, beef is cheaper, but it's pumped with red dye between two pieces of bread. Started look good with them hairy legs. Wish I could cut her up, but my stomach come before sex. A house full of hoes. Now what's the ingredient? Spaghetti plus a muffin flow.
They know they're making it hard on the yard. Fuck Chris Darden. Fuck Marshall Claw, taking us when we in the spotlight for a joke. Changing by the day, I see it's getting bigger in my square. Bigger than Lennox from the outside with the stare. No money to go inside, Tamika and Tiffany outside. Tripping and skipping rope to the beast from my chief. As I speak, what's up from the drop?
He been helping the fried chicken, macaroni and cheese. And collard greens too big for my jeans. Smoke steams from under the lid that's on the pot. Ain't never had a lot, but thankful for the little that I got. Why not me? Fast food got me feeling sick. Them crackers think they stick. By trying to make this bullshit affordable, I thank the Lord that my voice was recordable. So
hold up, see, it's what I write. And Miss Lady, acting like we in jail. Said she ain't got no extra hush puppies to sell. Bank can't see food, making me hit the door with a mind full of attitude. It was a line at the beautiful JJ's Rib Shack was packed too. Looking to be one of them days where mama ain't cooking. Everybody's out hunting with the family, looking for a little soul food.
Come and get your soul food. Well, good old-fashioned soul food. Alright, everything is for free, as good as it can be. Come and get some soul food. Come and get your soul food. Well then, good old-fashioned soul food.
Up next on the show, you know, I saw on Instagram, somebody asked Missy Elliott, they said, Missy, why aren't you producing more R&B albums? Because I do love her production. She has a great ear for R&B all the way back to Leah. And she was in a group called Sista. If you ever look up, that was really, it was really great. She has a great ear for harmony and vocals because she started in, the group Sista and on a label owned by one of the members of Jodeci. And... So whether it's Beyonce, I mean, she just has that ear, and I think you can develop it, but you either have it or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And Missy definitely does. And a lot of people don't know. They think of her just as a rapper, but she's actually a really good vocalist on the song she sings.
She is. I mean, yeah, you got to do your homework if you think of Missy like that. Like, she's iconic.
Yeah, and so on Twitter she said, and by the way, if you're listening and you're some person that has a position of power in the record industry, an executive, somebody that does radio promo, some of these people are dumber than you could possibly imagine. So take a grain of salt to everything they say.
Yeah.
Everything, even some of the higher up people.
I don't know why people argue with other people on social media. I'm just like, you know, you can just like, but you can put the phone down.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so you don't have to do this.
Someone said, Missy, why aren't you producing more R&B albums? Because we love it. She said, somebody at the higher ups told me people don't want people singing like that no more. And so she was so disheartened that she took a break from it. I think now she's coming back.
I love R&B music. It's my favorite genre of music.
Can you imagine telling somebody that? Like, I'm like, say I work at Atlantic or Sony or Warner, and I say, you know, people aren't really into singing. Ask Adele. Ask anybody.
Well, the thing is right now is as a female in hip-hop, and I'll say, because I just, you know, I just recently interviewed, like, a huge local artist here in Orlando, and she raps.
Yeah.
So even for her, it's hard to do anything because they want the, I'll just use that example. They want the Cardi B.
Right.
That's what they want. Mm-hmm. And if you're not that, you're going to have a hard time proving to them that whatever you got is going to sell, because it don't matter what you come to them with, they're going to try to mold you into that because they know that sells.
Right. As little effort on their behalf as possible.
Well, you know? What are you rapping about? Okay. Yeah. Ice Spice, oh man, she's streaming, she booming everywhere, but what's she rapping about?
Right.
If you're not doing that, you're not, it's going to be even harder for you. But man, I feel bad. Missy, don't be discouraged. Go out there and get
you're
it.
Missy, yeah, so I say, if you're listening to the show and maybe somebody says something like, wow, take heed, follow your heart, follow your passion. Do what you got to do anyway. Because let me tell you something. These people that tell you that, 9 times out of 10, they're out of the industry in like 2 years because they got in it for the wrong reasons anyway. So keep
that,
it moving.
That and if you do it and you're good at it, they're just going to say, oh, and man, I told you to do that in the first place.
And what are they going to say? Oh, I was up on fill in the blank before, and now I told her to do that. No, you
didn't. No, you didn't.
So what did I do? I picked one of my favorite R&B songs that Missy produced. This is Monica with Everything to Me.
Boy, if you
Next up on the show, we're gonna do a little something I think LV kind of wanted me to do too.
You put me onto this song. I didn't even know. I've listened to it a few times, maybe like 2-3 times. I was like, wow, this is a really good song. After the fifth, sixth time listening to it, it's hard because it's like, even if the song doesn't like resonate with you, it's still such a good song that you're like, you want to hear it. So it was, I was shocked because it's been a really long time that I can listen to a song on repeat like that. It's just because, I don't know, he's so talented, man.
Yeah, I really like, and guys, if you go on, if you look at this performance, he did a great, great version on The Tonight Show with The Roots, and amazing, and Lucky Day, that is. And I really like, I think it's a great song. I found it on it through Instagram, because I follow this account, but it says, you know, this song sampled so-and-so. And a lot of times it's like, I know what they say, but I didn't know. And it's actually a French song from the 60s that they sampled for the music, Soul Child song, and then they sampled again for this song. And it's so, it's such an obscure...
And then they did it again, right? With, who was that guy that was, like, with P. Diddy and Loon and all them? Like, I Don't Wanna Know?
That was,
Is that a different song?
That's a different song, but yeah. It's one of those really obscure, I'm like, what? A French guitar song from the 60s? But... I mean, there's people like that that they hear something like, wait, this will be a great song, and they dig the crates, and they're real producers, they find these things.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to try my little hand at the song, and if you like it, tell me. If you don't tell me. Here we go.
Time we link up, it's only us there. We're thinking, will we get there? Is it wrong? Is it right? You know that I miss you, but I'm beginning mixed signals. Will you slow down? Don't stop this green light. Now you're calling me special when you know I can't have you. When I'm on to the next one, oh, no, you won't get aggressive. Oh, what do you mean? From making me leave, nightmares turn into a dream. If you're so toxic to me, why am I fiend? Cause I thought it was over. Got me thinking my feelings over. Keep doing it over and over. You keep calling me back. I'm just trying to get closure. But you're pulling me closer and closer. Phone ringing like over and over. But you keep calling me back. La 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 la. Why you keep calling me back? Love me then you switch up. I'd rather we never pick up. Can we slip up, mix up sometimes? You say you don't mean it, just want it when it's convenient. Am I crazy for waiting my slide? Now you're calling me special when you know I can't have you. When I'm on to the next one, oh, no, you won't get aggressive. Oh, what do you mean? You keep on making me leave. Nightmares turn into a dream. If you you're so toxic to me. Why am I feeling? Cause I thought it was over. Got me thinking my feelings over. Keep doing it over and over. You keep calling me back. Just trying closure. You're pulling me closer and closer. Phone ringing like over and over. Cause you keep calling me back. La 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 la. Why you keep calling me back, back? Now you're walking on a thin line. Been through it like 10 times. Won't put you in line. Yeah, I had you on an incline. Now I don't wanna reply. I'ma have to decline. Yeah, you show me I don't wanna rewind. Yeah. No, you were 10, but the attitude ain't fine.